And sometimes the most rich ground is ground that's fairly low.
Swamp.
Well, swamp isn't very good for farming.
No, you can't
really farm it, right? What is the land that's very rich, but it may be underwater only part of the year? That it's dry enough to farm.
That's river bottom.
Okay. And you use the term meadow. Would you explain what you mean by that?
Well, a lot of times the ground is swampy through the rainy season, and then through the summer and the drier weather, it makes a good meadow.
I see.
The grass grows there, and you don't, usually you don't pasture it, you just save the, you can make two, you have, you can mow it twice and get hay each time.
What is that second crop called?
Well, it's just usually not too good, but then...
Do they have a name for it? Second crop?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. It seemed like I remembered something about...
You call it a volunteer?
I don't know, but a lot of times they use the second crop for a haystack.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cows, they have it in the field where the cows are, and they can go and eat the hay from the stack.
Suppose the ground is made of a combination of sand and loam and clay. It's sand and clay, and it's richer. It's, the texture isn't as coarse as sand. It's not as fine as clay. It's really the best kind. What would you call it? It's between the two extremes, you know?
I don't know.
Does loam sound?
Loam. Oh, yes, it's loamy. The soil is loamy.
And
a lot of times the people always kept the manure, and it was real good to spread on your land. And
for
our fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. And suppose... If somebody has some swamp and he wants to farm it, he must first do what?
Make a ditch through it
and
drain it.
Okay. Do they ever call that draining?
Yeah, drain it.
Mm-hmm. Is that right? Do they still use that?
Yes, sometimes, but it's...
Means drain, right?
Yeah, means drain.
Okay, and I came across... Bitter River or
Bitter Creek?
Bitter Creek coming up here. Then I also went across the Little Emory. That's river, right?
Mm-hmm.
Creek is smaller than a river. What's smaller than a creek? Do you have any?
Branch.
A branch? What is that?
A branch is usually the head of it, the source, is a spring, and when the spring, just like in the limestone countries, they have a spring house, they call it, and they put their butter and milk in there, and they put it in the part where the branch run, where the spring makes a branch and runs out.
And the difference between...
Then there's a creek that's next.
Next bigger.
Next bigger.
Is
not as big as a river.
Smaller than a branch, or is that?
Well, when maybe two or three branches run together, they'll make a creek.
Uh-huh.